From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After shunning the Palestinian Authority for 2.5 years, President Bush today welcomed a Palestinian leader to the White House, 4 days before a White House visit by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. New Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas met with the president in the Oval Office. As NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, that honor underscores the Bush administration's determination to bolster reform-minded Palestinian leaders.
Mahmoud Abbas was named prime minister just 3 months ago, largely due to U.S. pressure. President Bush had refused to move forward with an Israeli-Palestinian peace initiative until the Palestinian Authority instituted reforms and elected new leaders. Mr. Bush refused any contact with Palestinian President Yasser Arafat, charging he was mired in corruption and a culture of violence. With Abbas at his side, President Bush made it clear that he views the new prime minister very differently.
Middle East needs leaders of vision and courage and determination to serve the interests of their people. Mr. Abbas is the first Palestinian prime minister, and he is proving to be such a leader.
Abbas impressed the Bush administration by convincing Palestinian militants to agree to a limited 3-month ceasefire. But Abbas, unlike Arafat, does not have strong support among the Palestinian people. President Bush is trying to shore up the prime minister's image. He announced today a new program designed to bring jobs, growth, and investment to the Palestinian economy. But it's going to take more than that to satisfy the Palestinians. Abbas called for more concessions by Israel.
Some progress has been made, but movement needs to be made in terms of freeing prisoners, lifting the siege on President Arafat, Israeli withdrawal from Palestinian areas, and easing up freedom of movement to Palestinians. Attacks on the dignity of the Palestinians must end.
The release of some 6,000 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails is not mentioned in the U.S.-backed peace plan. But it's very important to the Palestinian people and the political future of Prime Minister Abbas. President Bush said he understands the situation, but suggested that prisoners should be dealt with case by case.
I would never ask anybody in any society to let a prisoner out who would then commit terrorist actions.
President Bush was more openly sympathetic with the prime minister's demand that Israel stop construction of a security wall that is cutting through Palestinian territory.
I think the wall is a problem, and I've discussed this with Ariel Sharon. It is very difficult to develop confidence between the Palestinians and Israel with a wall snaking through the West Bank.
Reporters pressed Mr. Bush on the issue of Israeli settlement expansion in the occupied territories. He pointed out that he has constantly spoken out against settlements, but he did not say what he was prepared to do about it. The president then made this statement.
I'm going to tell you point blank that we must make sure that any terrorist activity is rooted out in order for us to be able to deal with these big issues. Nobody is going to accept a situation in which they become less secure.
The roadmap calls on the Palestinian Authority to dismantle and disarm extremist groups that launch attacks on Israelis. Thus far, Abbas has refused, saying that it would mean civil war among the Palestinian people. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.